Dear friends, you're listening to Radio Belarus International's Letters to Editor project based on your mails and emails. I remind you that our email is radio_belarus@tvr.by and our website is www.radiobelarus.by. And now let's get down to your letters. The first letter came from a new UK listener. Hello from the UK. Firstly, I really enjoyed a program I heard yesterday, and it is really great to still find these types of formats in existence. Having returned to radio listening last year after 30 years away, I'm pleased to say that I'm enjoying this now as much as I did when I was a teenager. I've listened into a few broadcasts over the last few weeks. Program details included a feature on the Belarusian National Park, which is on the World Heritage List, music, an economic feature, and the program closed on some music. These days broadcasts are available online. News and magazine type programming enables me to hear different points of view from regions overseas. And sometimes it's also great to hear local music, which I did today. I would be really pleased if you would verify my report with a QSL. Also, I would be very grateful if you have any stickers, pennants or badges that you could send me. Please do so that I can display them in my home office and add to my collection, which I have kept since first starting listening to radio back in 1979. Thank you in advance. Best wishes, Mark Stevens. The second letter was sent by a regular Indian listener. Dear sir, madam, I am pleased to report on your broadcast listened online on the internet radio. Reception quality was excellent, loud and clear. Program hosts were friendly and with a most professional approach. Listening to your news gives me an all-round knowledge of the interesting activities and happenings presently underway in your beautiful country. Overall, today's program was educative and informative. I would be thankful if you could send me a printed QSL card and some Belarusian postage stamps for a collection. My sincere regards to the devoted Radio Belarus team, Jayanta Chakrabarty. The third letter came from another regular Indian listener. Reception report. Here I submit an audio file of your broadcast. Hope it will be of great help to you. Kindly send me your program schedule, 2023 calendar, postcards, stickers, stamps, pennants, pins, flags, and other available promos along with a printed QSL. Hope your staff is safe and well. Thanks once again for your continued support throughout the year. Have a nice day. With best regards, Siddhartha Bhattacharji, India. Let's continue reading your letters. The fourth letter was sent by a Pakistani club of regular listeners. To Radio Belarus International's English service. RBI, you are fantastic. You always reply to my emails. We plan to organize an exhibition, and we kindly ask you to post us literature, RBI souvenirs, and any other promotional items available. We hope you will respond to our email soon. Waiting for your response eagerly. Good luck and regards, Malik Alabachaya Kakar, Sungat Radio Listeners Club, Pakistan. A short letter from one more regular Indian listener. I am Vinoth G. writing this from India. I have been an avid listener of your broadcasts. Wishing you all the best, I ask for a QSL and some goodies. It would be so nice of your team to send me a few stamps. As a mass communication student, I use them for my research. Regards, G. Vinoth, India. A short letter from a new Brazilian listener. Hello, my name is Jose Moura. I live in Sao Paulo City, Brazil. I'm a DXer. I love radio. I would like to know about Radio Belarus. Please send me, by mail, Radio Belarus materials, schedule, stickers, pennants, and tourist brochure about Belarus. Thanks in advance, Jose Moura, Brazil. A letter from another new Brazilian listener. Hello, how are you, RBI? Greetings from Brazil. My name is Reginaldo. I'm very much interested in Radio Belarus International's English language programs, as well as your culture, traditions, music, and news. Belarus is a wonderful country. Your nature and your people are very beautiful. I would also like to obtain some information on Radio Belarus International and its programs. Please send me some postcards and stickers. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Yours sincerely, Reginaldo Anuncia Chao from Brazil. A letter from a regular Indonesian listener. Dear friends, I am glad to inform you that I am enjoying your interesting and informative programs regularly via internet, podcasting, streaming. please try to send me some QSL cards, postcards, stickers, and some souvenirs. With very best wishes and best regards, Sutomo Juan, Indonesia. A report from a new American listener. To whom it may concern, I am emailing you a reception report. Please confirm my reception by replying to this email by EQSL, QSL, or however you wish to do it. If you have some sort of official card or letter, please use that. Thank you very much, James C. Redda, USA. Dear friends, I remind you that our email is radio_belarus@tvr.by and our website is www.radiobelarus.by. And now let's pause for a little bit and listen to a beautiful Belarusian song. Enjoy! Dear listeners, I remind you that it's Radio Belarus International's project, Letters to Editor, based on your mails and emails. I remind you that our email is radio_belarus@tvr.by and our website is www.radiobelarus.by. And now let's continue with your letters. A short letter from a new Portuguese listener. I am a listener from Portugal. I listen to you via the internet in Spanish. I like all of your programs very much, especially on history. I would like to receive some souvenirs from Radio Belarus International. Thank you very much, Paulo Rui de Matos Duarte, Portugal. A short report from a new Italian listener. Dear RBI, I send you my reception report with a short audio recording of your transmission. Please send me your paper QSL card or paper verification letter by post. It's very important for me. Alberto Canovai, Italy. Thanks in advance and best regards. A report from a new Chinese listener. Dear Radio Belarus International, I'm a listener from China. Today I listen to your English language program. Here I want to apply for a paper QSL card, not eQSL, from Radio Belarus International. If there are souvenirs with RBI's logo, it would be even better. I wish RBI staff good health and all the best. I also wish Radio Belarus International to become better and better. Looking forward to receiving your reply. Thanks, best wishes. Ding Lu, China. And the last but not least, a report from another new Chinese listener, Liu Wei, China, to Radio Belarus International's Chinese service. Dear RBI, I wish to report reception of your Chinese language broadcast, listen via the internet. I hope you find my reception of some use. If the details are correct, please verify with a QSL verification card. A sticker would also be appreciated if these are available. Yours sincerely, Liu Wei, China. That's all for today, dear friends. Thank you for your emails and mails, reports and kind words. Send us more letters from all around the globe. Stay healthy and stay tuned. 73.
The Year of Peace and Creation brings together Belarusians of different beliefs and various faiths, but with a common desire towards peace, harmony and happiness. We invite those living far away from Belarus, who still love and feel attachment to their native land, to share their photos and memories of life or travels in our country. Visit www.radiobelarus.by and send your messages and pictures through the special section Year of Peace and Creation.
Legendary Women of Belarus. Ганна Катерина Радзівіл is the first woman to kickstart early industrial development in Belarus, in which she succeeded so much that most of her enterprises continued operating after her demise. And some of them lived on to be re-established as modern-day companies. Ганна Радзівіл was born in Rako and lost her parents early. However, by a twist of fate, she became the waiting lady for the Polish Queen Mary, the wife of King Jan Sobieski. And in 1692, when Hanna was barely 16, her aunt, Katarzyna Radziwill, invited her to visit Niaświsz. She didn't want her son, Karl Stanisław, to enter into wedlock with a commoner, and arranged his marriage with Hanna. One interesting detail is that the bride and the groom only learned about their wedding during the ceremony. The life of Hanna Radziwill in marriage was unremarkable. Almost every year she gave birth to heirs. In total, Hanna and Karl had 17 children, but only 6 of them survived. The death of children had a devastating effect upon Karl Radziwill, and at the age of 43, Hanna became a widow. At that time, the family wasn't in the best financial situation, and despite the mental anguish and health problems, she had to take matters into her own hands for the sake of the survival of the children. After the death of her husband, Анна Радзивилл ran the family business with an iron fist. The Duchess founded a glass factory in Nalibaki, a manufactory near Slutsk, where magnificent mirrors were made, also a cloth factory in Slutsk itself, and a gem cutting workshop in Яновичи, whose products were used to decorate swords, vases, ashtrays, and even billiard cues. However, her own well-being wasn't her only concern. Анна Катерина founded a number of schools and hospitals. She funded construction of bridges, mills, and roads in her lands, brought in and started breeding Dutch cows. Анна Радзивилл invested time, effort, and money in setting up a library. Churches were built in different parts of the country with her money. And yet, though a successful businesswoman, Анна Катерина Радзивилл was an unhappy mother. Throughout all her life, she mourned for the children she had lost. And in the family vault in Несвиж, her sarcophagus stands next to those of her 11 children. In addition, she never took off her black sable raiment in memory of them. That is why in her own lifetime she was called Black Princess. According to one of the legends, at night, Анна Радзивилл turns into an owl, flies to the burial place of her children and mourns them with a heartrending cry, which can drive anyone hearing it crazy.
You are listening to Radio Belarus.
Music Box.
You are listening to Radio Belarus.